More with Mo. I'm Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the photographer that all the girls want to be shot by, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
And today we're going to do a topic that...
You know and love.
I know a little bit about. I've done a couple of these little movies, but we're going to be talking about the art of the BJ. I've never given one.
Can you spell that for us?
B and J, I believe. I've never given one, but I have received at least like three or four. So today I brought on a panel of professionals, experts, if you will.
Professionals.
I'd like to call them resident experts. Today my guests are Mr. Michael Vegas.
I think I am now a sexual resident.
Sexual resident. And
sexual deviant.
Miss Alex Chance. How are you today?
Fantastic.
We got Alex tied to the chair.
She is. She's tied to the chair. She's going to be giving live demo.
Good. I like that.
I mean, I have already sucked two out of the three dicks at this table, so wow. I mean, there's that.
Mr. Avery, do you have a rate for her and we can make this happen? We'll use a camera and
I'm
release.
I'm broke, so I have no
cameras
money.
Cameras make it legal.
It's a content trade.
Content trade. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Clips for sale.
No, sorry.
Okay.
My dick is going to keep its amateur status.
Said that once.
And just in case I want to enter the Olympics.
Wait, at one point, I'd like to get paid for getting my dick.
In case you want to be president one day?
Someday, you never
there
know.
There should be a dick Olympics.
There should be, right?
Yeah. We would have blowjobs in the dick Olympics.
Exactly.
For sure.
Well, there's always blowjobs for science.
But wait, are drugs allowed in the dick Olympics?
No.
We're going to have a lot of problems.
Drug testing afterwards.
Yes, lots of problems. No judgment. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Okay, so today let's talk about, girls like to brag about how good they are at giving blowjobs.
I hate
Every
that.
Girl likes to come out and say, I give the best head. I'm amazing. I can
and
do this.
I love it. Oh, God, do I love it. I love giving blowjobs. I'm like, go ahead, start right now. Oh, no, I can't. Sun's in my eyes. Pebbles in my shoe.
And then
all the excuses come out. Like, well, if you love it so much, I love watching TV, so I turn the TV on
exactly.
And I watch TV. And then,
then you ask them, how do you know? And what do they say? Well, nobody's ever said they didn't. Or all the guys say I do a good job, and then I explain to them, well, we all say that.
So you keep giving blowjobs.
Exactly. Because pizza is good. Even bad pizza is still pizza, and we
true
like
story.
Pizza. So we'll still eat pizza even if it's bad. So what are you saying? I'm bad pizza? Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I also learned that the best thing a guy can ever say to get a girl to give him a blowjob is, well, you know, most girls can't get me off with a blowjob.
True story. That's a challenge.
It took me a while to learn that.
He's like, damn, she's quoting me.
No, here's the
I'm
funny,
really
here's the funny thing. You tell them that, and then you could tell them that that is the point of what you're saying, and then they're still like, yeah, I can fucking do it.
You know, I've never gotten off
I
on a
I can change him.
girls are up for the challenge. I'm going to ask a question. Sorry.
Okay, go for
pick
it.
Pick me.
Mr. Avery.
Okay. I want to ask Michael a question. So my question to Michael, because he's the pro, she's the pro, I got to ask this question. So... any idea how many blowjobs you've gotten by how many different girls? Just a guess. Thousands?
Thousands of blowjobs.
Thousands.
By how many different girls, though?
Would you say two?
You can't say it was your girlfriend numerous times.
Yeah. No. I have since lost track of how many girls I've had
relations.
Sexual contact with.
We're talking blowjobs, not that finger in the butt stuff.
Oh, right. Okay. So then I have a
17.
So does it not count if there's a finger in the butt?
Well, that's a whole other category.
A large
700
number. Oh, good
least.
Number. Good number.
Okay, so my next question is, all right, because he's the pro. I know you do your movies. I'm taking
fine.
Over here. Sorry. So tell us, what makes a great blowjob? If you're telling, educate the kids out there, the girls that are listening to this, they got to know from the pro.
Well, let me tell you what does not make a good blowjob to start to narrow this down.
Okay.
Don't hit me with your teeth. Hard. You can graze me with your teeth lightly. That can be good, but do not hurt my dick. Those are my rules. If you're not doing it quite right, I can probably guide you there eventually if you don't mind sucking my dick for a while, which that'd be good. So just don't hurt me before I get there and make me want to stick my dick in your eye as retaliation.
Or come in her eye. Yeah.
You know, a lot of girls think that they're spectacular deep throating because, well, they watch porn and they see girls deep throating. Well, I can tell you those girls in porn are bending my dick when it hits the back of their throat and they're not able to actually just swallow it right. straight down. I mean, there's a few girls that I'm telling you, your dick's just gone. You're like, whoa. How are you doing that?
And name some girls. Drop some names.
One I can think of off the top of my head is Allison Tyler.
Allison Tyler, don't know her.
Well. I know her, and she's very she's a tall girl.
She is.
She's at least 6 foot tall.
She's like 6'2", I think.
Wow. She's not. I don't think she's quite that tall, but yeah, she's an Amazon. Like if you wanted to see what Wonder Woman looked like in real life, that's Wonder Woman.
She should have been cast as Wonder Woman.
She's won an amateur fitness contest. She's gorgeous. She's lost a ton of weight. I actually knew her before the adult industry, and a general sweetheart to boot, but she has just transformed herself into like health and fitness, and she looks great.
I want to meet her. Should I shoot her?
She might be up your angle. She wants to be shot by you because all the girls want to be. I know, but that's a story. We'll hook you up. That's
different. All the men want to be you. All the girls want to be around you.
Okay, so Allison is definitely. She is not. I have not worked with her, but who do you have?
Come on, drop some names. Girls like to hear their names in lights.
You know what? Honestly, that's the one that I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Okay.
It was that impressive.
Do you remember the first girl that ever gave you a blowjob? And how old you were?
I think her name was Laura Walker.
Good point.
I was 14.
No.
My babysitter.
I think I was 17. I didn't get laid till I was 18.
I think I remember you telling me that.
Oh.
Wow.
I was a good girl until my senior year.
It wasn't because I didn't want to get laid. I've never chased girls. I don't have game. So when you don't have game, your game is to let them come to you through charm or whatever means. So it took a little bit longer, but God damn it, it works.
Yeah, see, I was the same way.
And look, now you're a porn star.
I had the power of the camera.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
I figured that one out too.
I'll make you a star if you just do what I say. Hey, let's go in the dark room and see what develops. Exactly.
No, I was a late bloomer. I did the 19-year-old thing as well, where it's like, okay, because I have zero game. I have zero game. And it's like, okay, suddenly somebody found me somewhat humorous and said, hey, I'll give you a mercy fuck.
Right. So have you ever done a scene where you've had a really bad blowjob, but you had to like act like it was great, and you just, at the end of it, you were like, what the fuck was that? Like,
if you see me coming in a girl's mouth without me touching my dick, that was a good blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me jerking off at the end, I mean, I can keep my dick hard for the entire blowjob and make it look right, but then at the end, I'm jerking myself off. So,
Is it the same thing for you?
Well, for me, because I only shoot POV, and with my movies, I don't touch the girl, I don't talk to the girl, I don't do anything. During the scene, it's them looking
at the
camera.
You don't even get to touch their head?
No, I don't do anything. Like, I chose that when I did my movies that it is POV. They look at the camera, all it is my dick.
He's made my POV scenes better.
So he's like the ultimate stunt cock.
Yeah, I am the ultimate. I am the ultimate stunt cock. So I go
trademark.
.com.
Right.
And there's pictures to prove it. Thank you, Andre Madness. For giving me my first contract, girl. So anyhow, stunt cock. We go through and, so I do that. Everything I do is her. So I never jerk off to I never jerk to a pop. I never do anything. So if she doesn't do a good job, it extends the scene out. I mean, I'm usually pretty good about it.
What's the shortest scene and what's the longest scene you've done?
Normally my scenes all range about 15 minutes, but I've had them where I've had to cut because the girl's too damn good. Jessica Bangkok, I had to cut a number of times because she's fun, she's hot, and she can really suck a dick. Other people I get nervous by, or if the girl's just an absolute cunt, then it can just last forever. And I'm sitting there going, please come, please come, please
Michael's
come.
Here nodding his head.
Yeah,
another one popped into my head. Go ahead. Katie St. Ives.
Oh, she's so hot.
I've not met her yet.
I was supposed to work with her recently, and it didn't work out.
Katie St. Ives made me come too early on a scene and then kept my dick hard. And I was just like, God damn. That, like, it caught me so off guard because I was just like, I'm just getting a blow done. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Whoa! It's one of those orgasms that literally you had no idea it was even too close. And all of a sudden you're busting a nut. And then, thank goodness, she is a trooper and was like, she smiles at you like, haha, got you. I'm going to do it again.
She has an evil little like elf smile.
She is a penis pixie, self-proclaimed, and I believe her.
No, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She is amazing.
She's adorable.
I watched her on a Bobby Starr set one time and just shot her and afterwards like that. She was just amazing. I owe her so much. I owe her a photo shoot. I'm going to call her tonight. Okay.
So I have a question for Alex. Where did you learn how to suck dick? What was his name?
Watching porn.
Was it an uncle?
I'm trying to think. What is the first dick I sucked? Well, I don't really count the guy I lost my virginity to. Because it was too small, and it was like, it was, I literally.
So you can't suck a dick if it's too small.
No, I mean, it was like two finger status. Like, it wasn't.
So it was easy to swallow.
It wasn't, it didn't even hit my throat.
Would you be suckling the dick at that point?
I think so. I can just hear like a teat.
I'm deep throating. I can deep throat.
I might have given a blowjob before that. I don't really specifically remember. I've had a lot of dicks.
Nice chance.
I was a bigger slut before porn than the title during of her porn. I've had a lot of dicks.
So you had a slut transformation.
Yes, porn. I did.
You were a slut and said, well, I might as well make money for this, so I'll go be a paid slut.
I sucked a lot of dicks. It was in a lot of back seats.
Wow. Slutty transformer.
Occasionally in a church parking lot.
She's been in the back of my
car, too. Take that, Jesus.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, are you good at giving head?
I'd like to think so. Am I?
Yeah, let's ask these two guys.
She does give a pretty good blowjob, I think.
If
I remember correctly, you did a pretty good blowjob, but the scene wasn't about the blowjob.
No, it wasn't.
So, that wasn't the forefront.
Does she?
There was that one time for science, though.
There was that one time for science?
It was for science.
We
Why did I put my dick in your mouth?
No, it was, remember, it was Presley and I... And there was a tape measure involved.
Oh, somebody was measuring my dick. And I didn't have a hard-on. And they wanted to know how large my penis was. So I said, if you're going to measure my dick, you at least have to suck it till it's hard.
Genius. That is absolutely genius.
And we did.
Seemed like a fair trade.
That is... Well, of course that's what I would have to do. Yes.
And then as they're like, they're halfway through, you're nice and hard. They go, okay, let's measure. No. A little bit longer. Because right, I think I can get another inch out of this. Keep going.
Just pull the blood toward the head. Don't
run
away.
Good. That's it right there.
I've learned that plenty of spit will get you lots of places.
So I want to know, does she give a good blowjob?
Be honest. She is my girlfriend, and so that makes it a little more difficult.
I know you have to go home.
No, so let's go with
that. I'm drinking later, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. How about this? Let you tell us what makes a good blowjob to you.
No teeth.
You like teeth sometimes, though. You've told me to use teeth before.
A little bit. No. I like he said, a little bit of the grazing of the teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, deep throating is fine. I like energy. I like a lot of spit. I like...
He's giving aggression. His before blowjob speech. Yes, just
this
so
is my
below
blowjob speech. I like aggression. I like a girl who can go through, squeeze on it, and fucking go at it. You're not going to hurt me. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Go for it. You know, suck on the nuts. Do the whole thing. She's good at this. She's got a small mouth. And so I'm thick, and I end up hurting myself.
He's thick, ladies.
So that makes it... That makes, can we go daddy that real quick? Exactly. Sure. Another sponsor.
.com really works.
So that becomes a problem, which is a good problem,
I have many guys in the industry who don't realize how small my mouth is.
Open your mouth.
It's not very big.
No,
it's small
not,
at the back of it.
Yeah, it's the back part that all of a sudden
you're
like,
it's my molars. Because they all, you know, they do the typical thing where they grab the back of your head and slam it down on their dick.
I do not do that.
And I can deep throat, but not past my molars.
Do you have your wisdom teeth in still?
No, they were taken out. Okay. No, it tends to hurt people.
You can't deep throat past your molars?
Well, no, it grinds on their penis and they stop.
Okay, just making sure.
Narrow jaw.
Yeah.
Narrow jaw syndrome.
JS.
Can you remember any great blowjobs that you ever had on set?
I feel like Save the Children type commercial coming on.
The one from Katie St. Az was awesome. Bobby Starr gives a good blowjob.
Lots of spit.
The lots of spit is great, and I'm with Mo when they act like they fucking want it. Like, I don't want to be...
I hate when they're like delicate. They handle it. It's like I always tell them, you have to have confidence. You know, own it. Own it. Make it yours.
Right?
You like, don't, you be don't aggressive, have... but you got, I don't want any light. You got to be like, it's mine. And make that thing.
Right? I like to suck the dick. I actually like to suck the dick. It was the weirdest thing the other day. I was on set for this mind control theater hypnosis thing. And I felt, we all felt so bad for, yes, for Richie Calhoun because he had to get unenthusiastic blowjobs. They told us to give it at like a third speed. It was Brooklyn Shays, Violet Monroe, and I, and we were giving him like, think of the most unenthusiastic blowjob you've ever gotten and like slow it down by half. This. And we're just like,
how stupid.
It was because we're supposed to be hypnotized. And we had just, these ear. It was just so stupid. It's,
did their check cash?
Yes.
There we go. Moving right along.
It's brilliant. What it's a genius.
Great idea. And they paid full rate.
I need a blowjob.
Exactly. What? Oh my God.
It's amazing. All the things out there. It's like we're just creating new porn just for the. Just to have out there, I guess, hypnosis? What?
Yeah.
People are actually, they make a decent amount off it. Hypnosis is a new thing.
I'm telling you, I've come up with a new genre of like clips for sale store, which is going to be apology porn. It'll be the most real life scenario ever because it'll be me fucking the girl for like 5 minutes and then coming and being like, just sitting there and apologizing.
Sorry.
Profusely for a long time and trying to jerk off and like you get know, it up again. Yeah.
No, it doesn't happen like this.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Sorry, I swear to God, I didn't know.
I remember I had...
You're just too hot. I can't control myself. You're amazing.
I had a guy I dated for about 2 months and I finally just... He couldn't last. I think the longest he lasted actually was 5 minutes. It was a 2 to 5 minute sort of situation. He had a great job, really nice guy, couldn't do it.
It's don't quality, judge me. Not quantity.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
It's you like, get to my age.
Could you suck his dick though?
Yeah.
And get him off in 5 minutes?
Less.
There you go. Stop bitching.
It's a win.
Yeah, that's kind of a win for everybody around.
Not really. I mean, I'm okay.
Well, she likes to suck the dick.
I so like to suck the dick.
Okay, so, I mean, you've never gotten me off in under 5 minutes. Do you think you could?
If I tried, yeah.
If she tried,
the clock is ticking.
Tonight.
I do own pornstarsforscience.com.
You watch tonight. He's going to go like that. Pull out the iPhone. Click. Time. You got 5 minutes.
You know,
you know, set the clock. Go, baby, go.
I'll do a continuing video piece for clips for sale. It'll be, if you listen to this, you'll find out, no, she failed. But you get this nice 8 minute clip for only $5.99.
You should make it like really serious, like 24, and then have like the countdown. Like a different angle, all dramatic, and the same exact thing. It's like, we can sell that.
30, 29, 28.
The clock is ticking. It's gonna blow. It's the end of the
Will
world.
Will she defuse it in time?
Exactly.
Okay. Wow.
Now everybody's got blowjobs on their mind.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what's your best advice for a girl? What would be your number one thing if you said, girls, go out and do this to your guy tonight?
Or guys. Yep.
Some guys. Let's
Yeah,
I mean,
two at the same time can be fun, but occasionally hard to handle. It's not a multitask.
You know, here's my number one thing. Here's my number one advice. Be enthusiastic. Act like you want to be doing it. Because even if you're not that great at it, if I sense that you truly love sucking my cock, I will forgive you for so many things and be turned on by the fact that you love having my penis in your mouth.
I don't care if you can get it past the head. I don't. If you're just like...
Head's the most sensitive part.
If you're just like wide-eyed going, I'm going to do this, and all except I'm... You just...
Yes, keep doing
what,
that.
And build up some sort of spit. Yeah. If it's dry mouth, it's like,
but one of the
use
one
your
of,
hands lightly.
In the podcast we had with the five girls, the biggest thing they all talked about, which I thought was really important, and I always say to girls, is remember you're supposed to be sucking and not just putting your lips around and going up. And
I sometimes.
Like you gotta like suck.
Depending on the size of the dick, use both hands and your mouth.
Right.
And again, lots of spit. Use your tongue, you know, on like the underside of it there.
Let's go sciencey here.
We're supposed to be telling you how this shit works.
He's going to pull out the chalkboard. So let's do a diagram here, doctor.
The more blood that is in the head of the penis, the more sensitive it becomes. And just like a penis pump, you are creating a negative space, thus allowing the tissues to enlarge and more blood to enter the head of the penis. So if you create a light suction, you will most likely create a more erotic experience for your partner.
My penis just moved a little bit because he said thus.
Thank you, doctor.
Thus. I believe that's the first time on this show I've heard the word thus. I like it. You did thus.
It will facilitate the penis getting larger?
Now you're just showing off.
No, but it's you got to suck.
I agree.
Gotta suck.
Yeah.
Right? No,
and a dry mouth does nothing for anyone.
No.
Don't smoke a joint before you suck a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's.
And you know what? And don't.
Maybe the blowjobs are better outside of California and Colorado.
And don't do coke while trying to get a blowjob.
It's
because that
the grinding of the teeth.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's always like that's what I hate about coke, and I admit it. I do coke, but it's like you. It's the greatest thing in the world. Makes you feel good, but man. You can't get hard.
I had
you're all mentally like this is gonna be great. We're gonna have sex, but
I was trying to have a foursome with my old roommate, her boyfriend, and our friend Lucas. And I used to do a lot of cocaine.
Your new contract girl right here.
So they finally leave the room after about 30 minutes of just him trying to get his dick hard. And I'm still staying there, just trying my hardest, my 19-year-old hardest. And it just wasn't working. He wanted it to work so bad.
I like your determination, though.
Yeah. She's
A for effort.
Okay, rarely at home, but on camera, I've seen it.
Camera will get you anything.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, the camera is Excalibur.
Perhaps I should bring a camera around more often.
Do you know what I've gotten?
I'm just gonna have a camera. She comes around, GoPro.
I always tell people all the time, look at my life, and I always tell people the power of the camera. Look what it's gotten me. Without the camera, I don't get nothing.
Well, but let's back up.
I can make girls orgasm without touching them with a camera.
This is a whole other show, but I do have to say,
lens is mighty.
The kids these days, the kids these days have it easy.
Yeah.
Back in your day, but you think about it. Back when you first started in photography, not everybody had a camera. Now everybody with a fucking iPhone's a photographer. Look at me, I'm Ansel Adams.
I think it makes you have to be a better photographer.
It does make you have to. Instagram does not make you a better photographer.
No.
Filters.
Anyhow, that is a totally different show. This has been the Blowjob Show with our on-set professionals, Mr. Michael Vegas.
Blowjobs.
And Miss Alex Chance.
Stuck in the cock.
And Richard Avery was here as well. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Where can we find you, Mr. Vegas?
You can find me on Twitter, at It's Michael Vegas. You can find me on Tumblr, michaelvegas.tumblr.com. And that's where I keep most of my photography. So if you want to see any of the crazy, dirty, fun, insane stuff that I experience in my life, including cum shots to girls' faces, mountain ranges, and such... go see it.
Miss Chance?
And also, he does take amazing pictures. We need to do it again soon when I stop being busy. Yeah, I am on there, on that blog of naked ladies. Let's see. Alex Chance XXX on Twitter, Alex Chance XOXO on the Facebook, and my blog that I need to update more, maybe if I'm properly motivated, alexchance.xxx.com, where you can find naked pictures of me with the ladies and the dudes and pictures of me sucking the cock, for examples.
Well, my name is Mo Reese, and this has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, otherwise known as Mox. And I have to say, Mr. Vegas had a way better introduction to his blog than mine. But if you'd like to see more of my photos, you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where I put up all sorts of cool photos from the shoots that I work on. And we will talk to you guys next time.